Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis continues his U.S. visit in New York. Shortly after his arrival Thursday afternoon from Washington, Pope Francis led an evening prayer service at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. The Pope is scheduled to address world leaders at the U.N. General Assembly on Friday. Among a list of planned events, he'll be joining in a multi-faith service at a memorial site built at the location of the former World Trade Center. The Pope is scheduled to leave Saturday morning for 2 days in Philadelphia, his final U.S. stop. More than 700 people were killed and 800 injured during a stampede on the outskirts of the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. That stampede occurred along a route leading to a ritual stoning of the devil. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed a crowd of hundreds of pilgrims being bowled over and crushed in a stampede on a narrow road alongside rows of tents housing visitors to the annual Hajj. Health Minister Khalid Fala told journalists the stampede occurred when pilgrims tried to go against the crowd along a narrow road, ignoring time restrictions for movement in each direction. He vowed that a quick investigation would take place to assess what happened. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S.-based rights organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center located in the capital of Kigali. The organization released a report on Thursday. It details accounts from people who had been interned between 2011 and 2015. This is VOA News. Two suicide bombers attacked a mosque in Yemen's capital Thursday, killing at least 25 people attending prayers at the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The blast in Sana'a hit a mosque run by the Shiite Houthi group that seized control of the city a year ago. There's been no claim of responsibility. China's President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington Thursday for a state visit and talks with President Barack Obama, expected to cover differences over alleged Chinese cyber spying, Beijing's economic policies, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The two held a private dinner Thursday night and will hold meetings Friday. The White House says Ukraine will be at the top of President Obama's agenda when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New York. The Kremlin says the meeting is set for Monday when the U.N. General Assembly opens. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
President Putin requested the meeting, and I think at this point, considering the significant concerns that I've just raised, I think it makes sense for President Obama to sit down with his counterpart and see if he can get some greater clarity about Russia's intentions inside of Ukraine.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest. Syrian warplanes are reportedly carrying out airstrikes on Islamic State militants using newly arrived Russian aircraft. Local sources say the strikes have taken place in the northern part of the country. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan criticized Washington over its support of Syrian Kurdish fighters of the People's Protection Units. Dorian Jones has more.
Ankara and Washington could be on a collision course over the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG. U.S. State Department spokesperson John Kirby praised the YPG earlier this week, saying it has a proven track record in fighting the Islamic State and that the United States will continue to work with the group. President Erdogan on Thursday slammed the comments.
Bu yanlış.
He said he believes the U.S. will reevaluate what he called this wrong view. Erdogan said Turkey sees the Islamic State as a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The European Union's Mediterranean naval operation will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. The EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced a decision in Rome saying that European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. They will not enter into Libyan territory. Colombia's chief negotiator Humberto de la Calle says both sides will definitely meet a deadline next March for a peace agreement between the government and FARC rebels. The government and rebels reached a major breakthrough in peace talks on Wednesday, which aims to end more than 50 years of bloodshed. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.